Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the show, and you're welcome to join us or do whatever you want. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris,
and joining us remotely, out there somewhere. Maybe he's not back yet. I don't know.
Nobody there?
Nobody is remote tonight. We'll have him back here shortly, I'm sure. Of course, the phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the EU threatening Elon Musk, saying that Twitter is going to need to fly by their rules. And you've got some other EU-related news, Chris, that we're going to get into here in a moment. But first, we're going to go to the phones first, where Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I've heard that Dove, Tresemme, and Schwab, they got caught and in trouble for putting too much benzate in their shampoos.
And what is that?
Benzate is some kind of a petroleum byproduct, and it's like a detergent, and it's supposed to cleanse. So I don't know how people got too much of it in their shampoo enough to make the news, and I don't know if they're getting sued.
Okay. So there's a lot you don't know.
So
what you're telling
me? Do you know anything?
Well, I mean the. People, I mean, I don't know if they got their hair. How would you detect if they have too much benzate unless they're breaking out or they're having issues in their scalp?
Well, that could have been it, right? Somebody might have had some issues and they took it to a lab and they determined how many benzates or whatever you're talking about were in it, and somebody complained, and now I don't know if there's some government regulator that's getting involved. It's the first time hearing of it. Sarah, where did you hear the story?
On the television news, on the evening news.
So are you like a fan of one of these products? Do you use those brands?
No, that's the reason why I use my marketing products, because we stay away from all of this. We don't have parasites.
That's what this is about. Okay,
yes.
Now I understand.
Pitching the product. You know, I got to say, Sarah, you are a dedicated product pitch man. You are constantly marketing your products. You are not really a communist, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't know about all of that. It's just this is the way that I believe in this company, because we have a safer for your home.
You know, you don't get companies under communism, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but don't we have like a communism mixed, like socialism, capitalism all mixed together in the United States anyway?
Yeah, there's a strong argument that that's exactly what the U.S. has.
Yeah.
But you have said on the air before that you are a communist. And you know that under communism, you don't have private companies that do innovative things and come up with really interesting products for people to use. That doesn't exist under communism, right?
Do you know what the Soviet Union did, Sarah? They copied Western, like, everything.
And poorly,
right. And the same thing with China to a large degree. They're literally just copying. And look, I'm not against necessarily copying, but there's no innovation here. They literally took the JCPenney's catalog in order to determine. And by the
that's
way,
that's how they determine prices.
Right,
was the Sears catalog.
Right. So for those who don't know, there was still there was a currency in the Soviet Union. It's just everything was government run. Right. So there was a bread store and there was a butcher, and there was
basics. You didn't get anything special. They couldn't repair the tractors.
There wasn't three, or a dozen, different options as far as products on the shelf that you could pick from. If one type of meat you didn't like, well, that's all the meat there was.
They had the government car, and it sucked.
Oh, you didn't even get a government car. I mean, that was only for the top echelons, right?
This is what want, right, Sarah?
This is how the company's set up, and this is what I have to do. I mean, I'm not concerned about, I'm not that particular. I'm a communist because I'm on Medicaid and I ride the public transportation.
You're not a communist, Sarah. You're not a communist if you're out there pitching a product for a private company.
Well, I mean, it's a very environmental product.
Great. I'm sure it's a wonderful product, whatever it is that you're selling. But you need to come to grips with the fact that a commie, a truly principled communist, would reject any kind of private company employment and or contractor status, because that would be like, I don't know, antithetical to their belief system.
Well, you know, I'm not that. I live in this mixed economy. So, I mean, I'm going to have to survive and adapt. But I do like the communist values of the public transportation, that it should be, that everybody should be able to ride it at a minimal cost or no cost at all.
What's that, nobody? You were trying to say something to Sarah?
Oh, she said she liked the communist values, and I said, oh, like SAS? Because every time you give somebody something they didn't earn, what you miss out on is you have to first take it away from somebody who did earn it.
So you think that all the senior citizens should just die off because we should not give them nothing back because they don't deserve nothing when they get old? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Well,
that's not what
I mean,
said at all.
Deserving something, generally we have a standard of living which is called symbiosis, okay? So basically, you make yourself economically viable by providing something of value to somebody else. And in exchange for that, you get the things that are of value for you. But if you don't want to provide something, anything to anybody else, then the question is, well, then why should we knock ourselves out taking care of you?
Well, you're talking about all the old people. You should just starve them, feast to death, and don't give them any medicine.
How about not being morons and forcing them into a Ponzi scheme like Social Security, which jacks 15% of their income, and there's a wide swath of people who will never be able to invest because of that. People don't work so that unemployed bums can make the decision as to what to do with their money. People work so that they can make their own decision.
You know what's funny, nobody, is Sarah's position is more extreme than communism actually was. Under the communist system, it was the idea was the worker.
If you do not work, you do not eat.
Right, exactly. So what she's suggesting is,
and as Stalin said, dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it.
Yeah. I mean, what she's suggesting is that people, you know, old people should just be fed, you know, independently of whether they've contributed anything to society, which is just crazy to me.
And
you know?
The thing is, most of them actually have, but the programs they get forced into are so destructive that they've wiped out a lot of the benefit they gave the world by working, by then getting off work and voting.
Well, okay, and you know the humorous thing about that is it's you know, when we're talking about pyramid schemes, you know, people talk about Bitcoin being a pyramid scheme. Well, what do you think Social Security is? It's the people who are currently working paying into Social Security. That's where the money is coming from to pay the people who are retired now and getting Social Security.
What happens when the people who are retired outnumber the workers?
Right, exactly. If we don't have enough workers, entering the system and you know, currently, and that's the thing. We have a population that's getting older. This is why Social Security is collapsing. We have a population that's getting old, and it's going to outnumber the working age population, or at least from a financial sustainability standpoint.
And basically, as soon as the young people can get out from under because they have the numbers to make it possible, that which is probably going to happen right around the time I qualify for Social Security, that's when they're going to say, oh my God, we're free, we can stop paying for this, and then I've paid into it all my life, and I'll never get anything.
Yeah. There's more coming up. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. The number here is 603-283.
That's right. Stop paying in 2000.
6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here. We have more about the EU. Chris, you have a story to share about streaming video services like Netflix, for instance.
Yeah.
What's going on with them and the EU and the threats, the constant threats by the EU?
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-316-0. Just saw a chat come in on the YouTube chat. Somebody calling themselves Abandoned says some leftists are leaving Twitter for Tribe Social. Tribel Social. T-R-I-B-E-L. Tribel Social.
I wonder if it's like a Mastodon instance.
Makes me wonder
like that.
About that, too. Yeah, we'll have to take a look into it here and see what it's all about. But, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. If you want to join us online, you can. We have our own chat server. You don't have to rely on these centralized platforms. You can go to our platform that we run on our server, which is technically centralized, but it's not as bad as the big tech mega platforms. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. Once again, that is chat.freetalklive.com. And, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash cryptocurrency, get the basics taken care of, you can go to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Then you'll find some introductory videos that will help clue you into some of the important concepts, some of which are going to be totally new to you if you're new to crypto. And you'll get those concepts down, and then maybe you'll feel comfortable getting into the world of crypto, like by buying your first fractional Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. Because remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy 1% or less if you want to. It just depends on what you are willing to put in. And, of course, you shouldn't put in anything that you can't afford to lose because there are risks involved. But at least with cryptocurrency, there's a chance that the value is going to go up over time, unlike the U.S. dollar and other government monies where it's pretty much a guarantee that you're going to lose value over time. So go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. We go to Major Payne. He's on in Michigan. Go ahead, Major. Major?
Hey. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
We
got
you.
I'm bumping you off a speaker.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so Ian, you, like I said, you kind of put a collection or a toll booth in the highway of life there, so I gotta take a turn off into Saraville here.
All right.
Social Security is definitely a Ponzi scheme, but I'm an old man. I've been paying into it all my life. And there's actually a mathematical formula that will provide you information on whether you will profit or get screwed. But I'll give you that in just a second. Ian, you mentioned 15% of your wages go to Social Security, right?
That's Chris mentioned that, but yeah,
it's something like that. It's like seven. I think it's seven from the employer and like seven from the
7.5 from the employer and 7.5 from the employee. But really, it all comes from the employee.
Sure.
Because they're only concerned about how much it costs to have you. They don't care if the money goes to you or to the government.
Yeah, well, the point I'm getting to, I guess, is I've always, most of my life, I've lived under the table. So I figure I've probably paid in 15% of the time. So anyway, I just hit 62, and I used this formula that my buddy told me. And basically what you do is you call into Social Security, and they'll tell you what you're worth at 62, and then at 65, I think, and then again at 67, right? What your monthly payment will be. And odds are, especially for men, most of us don't make it past 70.
Yep, not much further.
Yeah.
Right?
And they know that.
Well, of course, it's a mathematical equation.
Yeah.
These are freaking bean counters, dude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, Milton Friedman in Capitalism and Freedom did a great expose of Social Security. Another thing is because of shorter lifespans and because of the cap, Social Security also redistributes wealth from black people to white people.
Wait, really?
And because on average,
blacks die sooner.
Old people are actually richer than young people. The whole program robs the poor to pay the rich.
Mm.
You know, my parents have plenty of money. The Walgreens are getting Social Security. Why do they need a welfare program?
I told you about the 15 and 15, right? I've been mostly under the table. So I did the mathematical persuasion, And at 62, I filed. I'm only getting $344 a month.
But oh, my
That's right. Only a little over $4,000 a year. But if you add that up to the time I'm 67, that's $12,000. If I drop dead in 3 years after that, I'd have lost $4,000. But there is a caveat. The first year you sign up for it, I think before 67, you can earn up to $25,000. And every $2 you earn over that, you have to pay them back a dollar.
Meaning you can have a job is what you're saying? You can earn...
Yeah, you can earn money, but if you earn over $25K, for every $2 you earn over $25K, you got to pay them back a dollar.
Now, if you really want to blow your own mind, and I don't know how much of a masochist you are, but I get the impression there's some masochism going on. So basically. Look at the pattern of how that money was paid in and when it was paid in, and then compare that to what would have happened if you'd taken the same amount of money and put it literally in an index fund, which is you're like buying the Dow or you're buying a whole exchange, and although some companies will go up and some companies will go down, the longest time the market as a whole has gone down was after the great crash of 1928, and if you just kept your money in the market in 1928, you would have been whole in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's when people catch on fire and jump out the window that everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man.
And if you get so sick of it you can't take it anymore, it's not even legal to kill yourself.
Yeah, most places at least. That's true. Although I understand that Canada has changed that. They're actually allowing for assisted suicide, if I recall correctly, and it's actually happening at a fairly large clip. Up in Canada, because of course.
Well, the tragic thing about that is a lot of the people who are committing suicide up there, they're paying for medical care that they can't get.
Yeah.
Because the government doesn't have it to give, and they can't get any medical care, so they're miserable, and so they're deciding, well, I'm just gonna end it, which. You know, it's people shouldn't be placed in that situation.
By the way, I did go to this tribal site, the leftist social network. It's tribel.com, and within the first two posts, there's an Antifa post from the Progressive that says Tribal Social has announced that it has preemptively blocked Donald Trump and Kanye West from its social network, citing their, quote, spreading of dangerous conspiracies and fake news. So, yeah, this definitely sounds like a pretty hard left kind of place, so maybe. People from Twitter will migrate over there. Who knows? We're going to continue in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well. Bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Bank of America's CEO says consumer spending in the United States hasn't slowed down yet. Speaking to CNBC, Brian Moynihan says a combination of a slowdown economy and higher interest rates would lead people to think a slowdown in spending would come. However, he says it hasn't happened yet. Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery from his injuries following the violent assault at his home in San Francisco. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's spokesperson releasing a statement saying Paul underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. This as police officers who responded to the assault against the speaker's husband are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you have Ian.
And Chris.
Nobody.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Tomorrow night, by the way, you'll be able to join Nobody and Captain Kickass and Peakless Mountaineer for Beard Talk Live, which is our internet-only show, because normally we're here doing a broadcast radio show. There's certain things you can't say on broadcast radio, so we have certain restrictions.
I've said most of them.
Yeah, we have a dump machine, and so sometimes we have to use it. We don't like to use it, but we have to protect our radio stations and their precious licenses. But on Saturday
night... At least you don't throw me out when I do it.
No. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and that's why we have the dump. The dump is technically a throw-out. We throw out the last 5 seconds, and then it's gone. But tomorrow night, we don't have the dump machine after 10:30 at night Eastern time. We don't need it because the Beard Talk Live is an internet-based show. It's on our video streaming services. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, follow our Odyssey channel there, and it's also on the other ones that we're on, as long as we haven't been banned from them. So if you're watching us on one of those other services, you'll see it there too. But we like to promote Odyssey because it's the most freedom-friendly platform that's out there at the moment. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com to subscribe there. And then if you want to bookmark the actual live channel, it's watch.freetalklive.com. That'll be at 10:30 Eastern time tomorrow night, Saturday nights, for I think what'll be episode 11 of Beard Talk Live. We're going to go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Elijah is in Arizona watching us on Odyssey. Thank you, Elijah. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I actually wanted to talk about defense spending specifically, which I know wasn't exactly the topic that you guys were discussing a minute ago. But
it's open phones, man. You can bring up anything you want. You don't ever have to apologize.
I mean, it's Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Like, why not? But, yeah, so, you know, me and a buddy, we were talking about, you know, the unnecessary funding that goes to, you know, operations and the administration of, like, the DOD. And so, okay, so right now, the Department of Defense is spending, like, I think it's like $1.1 trillion, or maybe it's more. I think overall it's like $3.9 trillion on capital working funds and, like, retirement programs, which is, like, great.
That must be over a certain time frame, right? Because I think that would be, like, the whole budget of the U.S.
Oh, no. That was in fiscal year 2020, I think, three. Isn't it like a year ahead each time?
Oh, my God. Is that much money for defense?
Wait, how much is it?
It's insane. They
say it's for defense, but they mix the offense in with that.
Sure. But he was saying $3.9 trillion? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's like with all of the capital working funds and the retirement programs that they have together, it's about $3.9
trillion. Oh, retirement. Okay. Wow.
Military
that's
retirement.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that doesn't surprise me. So, I mean, there's what's the debt currently? It's like something 20. I know it was like 20.
It's 31 trillion.
Like 30, yeah. It was like a while ago.
Yeah. 30. It just passed 31 very recently.
Yeah. So 4 trillion. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, and so when we were looking into the funding, the thing that I thought was really interesting, right? Because I'm like kind of fiscally responsible, kind of not. I'm kind of fiscally irresponsible. Like, check my checking account, you'll realize. But I saw that they were increasing any funds. They actually defunded some of the sexual harassment prevention programs that were implemented under the Trump administration, right? And I was, like, kind of confused why, right? Like, why wouldn't the administration, quote-unquote, that promotes, you know, equality and things like that, why are they not, you know, protecting our troops from these, like, absolutely horrific actions, you know, like rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment, stuff like that. Like, what do you think?
I think it's because it's always, there's been a culture of that in the military, from what I understand. And this, you speak to somebody who's never been in the military. I don't think any of our co-hosts on tonight have been, but you know, you hear things from callers.
I went
over
through junior ROTC. That's the closest I came.
Did you get any kind of feel for the, you know, sexual proclivities of the people that might have been involved in that?
Well, it wasn't the same as the regular as the regular army, but they were so hard up for people to assault, they even assaulted me.
Wow. Are you saying, like, sexually assaulted you?
Oh, come on. I'm not that bad. yeah, I had a platoon sergeant when I was in there who was assaulting me for a short time until eventually he called me a faggot in formation, and it took the rest of the platoon to drag me off, and I damn near killed him.
yeah, and you do hear about women in the military are, you know, put in positions where they, you know, are essentially forced to do, or they feel coerced to do certain sexual favors for higher-ups and things like that in order to, you know, move up the ranks or not be punished or whatever. So, yeah, Elijah, it's just, you know, it's not a surprise that they would want to brush that stuff under the rug.
Well, I mean, if you like murder and mayhem, the army is probably a pretty logical choice for you, so it's not very surprising, I don't think.
For sure. Well, and so me and my buddy, we actually came up with this, like, sort of theory, right? It's like, I think the reason that they specifically were targeting, you know, like, sexual harassment programs and stuff like that is just, you know, I mean, simply put, you know, Biden loves raping children and, you know, people, so it just makes sense.
Thanks, Elijah, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if he's right about the military budget. At least according to Wikipedia, it's saying here the 2022's budget was somewhere in the range of like $700-800 billion. But I mean, still, that's the largest budget on the planet. It's humongous. And he did mention pensions, so maybe that doesn't include
that
pensions.
Probably doesn't include all the pensions.
But hard to really know, right? Like, they move money around, and
yeah, it's true.
You know, we're not experts at this stuff. Let's go and continue here. John
is... Well, not just that, but if you want to fund something clandestinely, all you have to do is give them a little pile of money to start out with, and then tell them the day before the Federal Reserve meeting what's going to happen to interest rates, and they can clean up.
John's in Arkansas. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live, watching online.
Thank you very much. I wanted to talk about privatization, and it's really greatly affected my community. They are starting to privatize the health care in my great state of Arkansas, and I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on privatization.
Well, I guess we're going to have to hear more from you about what exactly you mean by privatization, because as I understand it, Arkansas doesn't have a government monopoly over health care, do they?
It's in my state, or it's in my county. They decided that a company should decide whether or not our prescriptions should be allowed.
Okay, so you're saying that the government ran health care in your county in Arkansas?
No. I'm saying that a company is running our health care.
Right, but normally when you use the term privatization, it means that you're taking...
about company control.
Well, normally the definition of privatization, and if you want to hang on, we'll continue the discussion with you.
What exactly does the company do to prevent you from getting some procedure that they don't agree with?
Well, we're going to bring John back on here in a moment to have a longer discussion about this, because I don't know if we're... I think we all need to find out like what everybody thinks the word privatization means, because I think there's a serious miscommunication going on here. Normally, privatization...
Right, it's a bad word because it is assumes that everything is just naturally under the control of government, and right, anything that you can actually make decisions about has been privatized.
Yeah, I don't care for the term either, but normally the circumstances it's used is when there's a government monopoly, and then some government or some private entity, some private company has handed the control over what the government monopoly had control over, so then you now have a private monopoly having control over that thing.
Sounds about right.
That was granted by the buddies, their friends in government. So it's not really much of an improvement.
No.
in most circumstances. It's not a free market, but it's not really clear exactly what John is referring to in Arkansas. So we'll see if we can get that cleared up. It's
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Moments remain. Maybe enough time to get you on the line here with us. Tonight it's Ian, Chris, and Nobody here in the studio. We have a gentleman on the line. He's still there. John in Arkansas. We're going to bring him back here in just a moment. But don't forget, you can join us on our social media site, which is social.freetalklive.com. We run our own Mastodon server. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. And it's, of course, completely free. It's open source, self-hosted. It's federated, so it's connected with other Mastodon servers all around the Internet. And it's pretty cool because you can actually download different – you can do it on the web, of course, but you can also download different apps for Mastodon because, again, it's open source. So anyone who wants to program an app for Mastodon can do that. So there's a bunch of different options from which you can choose. And I do want to say thank you to Scott, who's a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Scott is helping us get the ideas of liberty out there as far and as wide as possible, and we definitely appreciate the support. As we get back to your calls here, we have John still on the line in Arkansas. John, you were talking about privatization, but I don't know if we all really agreed on the definition of that. So can you explain your understanding of what that means?
Well, privatization is a control of the company that the government chooses, but I think you might be thinking of nationalization, where the government controls healthcare or the government controls the world railway systems.
No, I was thinking of privatization, and your description is fairly accurate. It's where the government turns over operation of some sort of government monopoly to a private company. But what you were saying was you're having some sort of healthcare privatization situation in your county in Arkansas, and I guess it's not really clear. What do you mean by that?
Well, the government is trying to privatize Medicaid in my county.
And all over the state. I see. So, of course,
this is really... You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the best answer, of course, is to abolish government's programs entirely and allow an actual free market in healthcare where people can provide services at whatever level they want to. They don't have to ask permission to, you know, offer healthcare services. They don't have to get government licenses, jump through arbitrary hoops, pay ridiculous fees. I mean, the government, the federal government especially, increases the cost of healthcare dramatically through all of its regulatory schemes, things like Medicare and Medicaid.
I'm not even sure how that would work, given it's a federal program in the first place. So how would the county take it over?
Well, the county is voting on whether or not a hospital should be able to privatize it.
Sounds like they're going to allow a private agency to administer whatever county level goings on have to do with
it.
I don't know enough about it to.
Again, you know, getting out of the federal government, secession, these are all solutions here because the feds are just going to try to centralize this stuff more and more. I'm not a fan of privatization because it gives you a new private master that's government approved. I don't want to see one size fits all. I don't want to see a monopoly. Did that answer your question?
You want a free market, not privatization.
Yeah. Obama was really the person that started this massive corporate scheme with universal health care. You know, I don't want Jeff Bezos controlling my everyday life. I have the freedom to do whatever I please.
As you should. And
you
work for
Amazon? Or
I don't know. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't want Jeff Bezos controlling my health care, and I don't want Obama, and I don't want Trump, and I don't want Biden. I don't want any of those people being able to make those decisions. Let's go to Richard. He's calling us from...
Hell, I'm so cursed, I don't even want Alexa listening to my conversations.
Indeed. Richard, you're calling from somewhere. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello?
You're on the air.
All right. My name is Richard. I'm from Florida.
Yes, sir.
Florida man.
I just wanted to talk about gun violence in America.
Well, here you are. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Right. So it's crazy to me. It's really crazy to me how liberals will go on and talk about how we need the assault weapons ban and all this stuff. It makes no sense to me because we have cities like Chicago and Los Angeles, and it's just not working. It's not working how these liberals say it should. And
of course not.
I just want to know what y'all's take on it is. What do you believe, you know, our standards should be when it comes to assault weapons and banning them?
Well, there should be no bans. I mean, in a free world that I think the people on this radio show support, then you should be able to get anything that you want to be able to buy. The government bans, as you point out, don't work. All they end up doing is restricting law-abiding people from owning things that they could defend their business or defend their families or total strangers with. And the criminals, of course, continue to have the weapons. So that's why you're seeing the tremendous gun violence that you see in Chicago. But I suspect you already knew that, right, Richard?
Biden would not take my guns!
Who? Oh, Biden. He said Biden.
Oh, Biden
will not take his guns. All right. Well, I hope not. I really do. Let's go to an anonymous call.
Maybe they won't. I mean, Chavez confiscated the guns from everybody, but then when the opposition started getting a little uppity, he rearmed his side and kept their side disarmed.
That's right. Let's go to an anonymous caller calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, anonymous caller. You're on the air going once, going twice. You know, sometimes we get a group of, let's call them troll callers calling Free Talk Live. And I got to say, I appreciate this group of them because did you notice they all kind of had a similar sound to their, voice?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was the same person.
It was a little different than normal troll callers, though.
They weren't as childish. Like, they didn't just try to say the F word on the air. And I appreciate that because it means I don't have to use my dump machine. So if I don't have to use the dump machine, I'm happy because I don't like having to take people's words off the air. It's like it hurts me to have to do that. So thanks, guys, for doing that. But I always find myself wondering, like, who are they, right? Because every now and then we've had this happen. And we've managed to find out, like, what internet forum they're hanging out on or what chat room or whatever. Here, we got another one calling in here. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Really
hold
like
on, nobody. Hold on.
Like
we got somebody here.
Find some people who disagree to debate.
We got somebody here. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, this is Frank from Louisiana. I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a great time tonight.
Frank, where are you listening? How are you part of this group that's calling in? Be honest.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Not.
You're absolutely not?
Absolutely not. I just got here. I saw the number on the screen, and I just wanted to talk a bit because we got to talk about everything that's going on in our country right now, especially with this whole, you know, the current situation with Kamala Harris.
What is the situation with her besides her being a scumbag politician?
I mean, you got to understand this. This woman don't do nothing for our country. I mean, she sits around in her big old office. She don't do nothing. When's the last time you seen Kamala Harris in public? I just want to bring it up.
I mean, when does any politician ever do anything?
They do everything for themselves, right? Like they're in it for them. All of them are. Whether it's Kamala Harris or the next Republican or Democrat or whatever, they're all scum of the earth.
Now that's not fair. If you're a crony, they'll do a lot of nice stuff for you.
True.
I gotta say this.
Yeah.
Listen, when Trump was in office, we had the largest job growth in American history, and we saw a lot of good stuff happen when Trump was in office.
Not so much, though. I mean, the government just got bigger. I mean, the government did not get smaller, right? Taxes and spending did not go down. There's no...
Forget that 25% tariff he instituted on Trump.
our freedoms were valued.
No, they weren't.
Trump was in office. Yes,
that's just mythology.
I mean, they were valued by me, but it didn't stop them from throwing me in jail.
Yeah, what exactly do you mean by that?
Do you hear that, nobody? He said, what do you mean by that?
Huh? Oh, well, they have these guys named cops, and they drive tanks into your houses and drag you off to prison. I don't like them.
Yeah. I wish we had more time for you, caller. Unfortunately, you called into the very end of our show, but don't worry. We're going to be back tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live, and then we'll have tomorrow night also Beard Talk Live at 10:30 Eastern Time. So you get 3 hours of us on the radio, and then I think most Beard Talk Lives have been about 3 hours long as well. And, of course, there's no commercials during Beard Talk Live. So we're talking about like a six-plus-hour-long block of talk radio content that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday nights. Pretty epic. So if you guys are new to the show, if you're a brand-new listener, definitely come in, tune into us tomorrow night, anytime between basically 7 p.m. and, like, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with the latter half of it being completely uncensored, no FCC, no pesky dump box. So thank you to all of our new callers here tonight, and thank you to you guys for being here as well. It was fun.
It was a good time.
Thank you.
And look for Nobody tomorrow night at Beard Talk Live, 10:30 Eastern Time, at our video channel over at video.freetalklive.com. And, of course, we'll be on all of our normal places starting at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow for the next episode of Free Talk Live on the radio.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
others.
Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.